One of the really interesting things about the nicotine in cigarettes is that it works in two ways. When you take a long drag, it acts as a tranquilizer. But when you inhale in short puffs, it acts as a stimulant. And one of the side effects of stimulants is that they suppress the appetite.
Okay, so what's your point?
I'm just trying to sympathize with you by agreeing that the relationship between smoking and weight is tricky. One of the most successful ad campaigns for cigarettes encouraged women to smoke instead of eat. And the fact is that cigarette smokers do weigh less on average than non-smokers. Research shows that quitting smoking can make you gain between 5 and 12 pounds.
Tell me about it.
But there are things you can do, you know. Physicians recommend moderate exercise like walking for 30 minutes 3 times a week. Not only does exercise help control weight gain, it also helps ease the stressful feelings associated with quitting. You can also try to limit alcohol and cut down on foods high in fat. But keep in mind that most experts think that it isn't a good idea to go on a strict diet and try to quit smoking at the same time. You should focus on one health challenge at a time.
Yeah, whatever. So where's my script?
Maybe we should call it a day. This moment of science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. For Krabby Yael Cassander, I'm Don Glass.
Hey!